The flowers of Rafflesia are the largest in the world. The plants produce gigantic blooms up to 3 feet across that weigh over 20 pounds and smell like rotting meat to attract pollinating flies. But although the flowers are impossible to miss, the rest of the plant is minuscule. Rafflesias have no leaves, roots, or stems. Instead, these giant parasitic flowers extract all their nutrition from host plants that they cling to, members of the grape family. But these aren't the only unusual traits that Rafflesia has evolved. Even more astounding is what Rafflesia may have accomplished without sex. Some single-celled organisms, like bacteria, swap hereditary information, genes, between different individuals without sex, and even sometimes have been known to swap genes between completely different species of bacteria. But it's very rare for such traits to occur in multicellular life forms. Normally, plants and animals initiate some form of sex to pass along their genes. But transfer of genes between two very different species, like an oak tree and a dandelion, is extremely rare, since genetic differences make their sex cells incompatible. So scientists were surprised to learn that mere physical contact, direct but not sexual, apparently allowed a gene to pass to Rafflesia from their distantly related hosts, the grape plants. The method of interspecies gene sharing between different plant species and the effect it could have on the plant's characteristics are still not known, but evolutionary biologists have since found four more examples of gene swapping between other parasitic plants and their hosts. Biologists are now rethinking whether this sort of gene transfer might play a bigger role in plant evolution than previously thought. This moment of science comes from Indiana University with production support from the American Society of Plant Biologists. Today's program was prepared by Sue Ann Zollinger with help from Aaron Richardson at the University of Georgia. I'm Don Glass.